This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time we were talking about the fact of the necessity of Christ dying before His New Testament would be in force. And I had spoken just at the end of that program in regard to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 17, which says, "For where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it. For it doth never avail while he that made it liveth." And I was pointing out that while the thief on the cross certainly was saved, he was not saved according to the terms of the New Testament of Christ. The Lord had not yet died when he said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Repentance and remission of sins in the name of Christ or by his authority was first preached as an actual law in force for the very first time in all of history on the first day of Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ, and that record is made clear in the second chapter of the book of Acts. And so our friends who teach that salvation is at the point of faith alone, or that it is by faith alone, before and without any further acts of obedience, have not found what they need to find in the Bible. While they have found a number of passages in which Jesus forgave sin while he was here on earth, they have not found a passage following the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, that is, after his will came into force, in which anyone was saved without obeying the Christ in being baptized. And so the fact that our friends have found some passages in which record is found of the sins of some people being forgiven without being baptized with the baptism of the Great Commission is nothing at all in the favor of the contention that men today can be saved without being baptized in obedience to the commands of the Great Commission. Those people lived under the law of Moses and therefore not under the law of Christ. Men today live under the law of Christ and not under the law of Moses. The law was nailed to the cross. It never was addressed to the Gentiles. The only persons to whom it ever was addressed were the Jews, and it isn't addressed even to the Jews now, for it was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2:14. I plead with men to recognize that men today live under Christ and not under Moses. When men recognize this, they will not expect believers to be forgiven of their sins until their faith in and their love for the Lord Jesus Christ leads them to be immersed in water unto the forgiveness of their sins, as the apostles of the Christ certainly taught in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and in Acts chapter 22, verse 16. In the next place, our friends have found some passages, such as Romans chapter 5, verse 1, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, which teach that men are saved by faith. But they do not find passages which say that men are saved by faith only. Neither do they find passages which say that men are saved at the point of faith or immediately when one believes. The question is not, let me make clear, are men saved by faith? Certainly the Bible teaches that men are saved by faith. But the question is, when are men saved by faith? Immediately when they believe or after their faith leads to acts of obedience? Does the expression by faith necessarily mean at the point of faith? I submit that it does not so mean, and I propose to show in our next study that it does not. Be with us then as we continue this vital study.